Ja, the reason why we all are here, we choose Jesus. Otherwise, we have choices to stay at home. Yeah, before I gonna ask you a question, I first gonna pray for us. Father, thank you for another day in the lives of all these people. Lord, things can so otherwise, but you come and you gather us here tonight to hear what you want us to hear, Father. Therefore, I pray for open hearts. Father, I pray for minds that is on your word. And I pray, Father, that people will love what they hear because you are speaking tonight. I pray it all in Jesus' name. Okay, the one question that I'm going to ask. What is the one thing that gets most people? Okay, I'm going to tell, and I'm going to ask the wives and the husbands to rate them both. So you're going to rate your partner, and after the service, you're going to think again what you rated her or him. Okay? Now, you can put on the slide.
No,
it's not that one.
Yeah.
It's that one. Okay, the one is, are you a good or a bad listener? That is the one thing that keeps us all in trouble, especially between wives and husbands. I know my wife always tell me, jy luister nie na my nie. Jy doen net wat jy wil doen. So that is what happened. We don't listen carefully. But when somebody speaks to another one, especially a mother to a child, she gets amnesia when she's angry at the child, but she wants the child to listen. She said, ken jy vir my? Do you know me? Then the child looked at the mother and said, but you are my mother. How do I know you? So that happens when people want the child to listen. And sometimes we are angry because we want that person to get what we want him to hear. And that is one of the reasons that we don't listen well. And sometimes they forget what they had in the hand. You see, what is this? This is a spoon, and I'm going to hit you with a spoon till your bum is sore. So, please, mothers, the children are not there. I was on a course here with Pastor Tiens or Henny. We do a children course, mother to child course. And that was very inspiring, but we have to learn how to speak to your children when you are angry. Because if you are angry, a child won't listen to you. If Jesus was angry at the storm won't listen to him. But Jesus spoke out of his calmness, and the storm stops. So when we speak to a child, we must look him straight in the eyes. Speak with a tone that he or she understands. And afterwards, you ask that person a question. Do you really know what I ask you? And then you wait for the reaction. But, well, I know mothers don't do that. Okay, what causes a person to be a poor listener? Ek is een van die skuldiges. What causes? The first one is impatient. Ons is ongeduldig. You don't like the person, and then you are not listening to one that you don't like, only with one ear. Your mind is at the other place. You don't really listen to that person. You interrupts or you cut the speaker off. Omdat jy nie na die persoon se storie wil luister nie. En dit maak van ons slegte luisteraars, bad listeners. Because that person can have something on his mind that he wants you to hear so that you can help with the problem. But because you know him, you don't want to hear what he's saying. But listen what Proverbs 18 verse 13 said. He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. Dat is sy sotheid en sy dwaasheid. Ek kan nie die helfte van 'n storie vir jou interrompe, weet ek nie wat is die einde van die storie nie. And that is why most of the people are in trouble. Because they didn't listen to good advice. Listen to somebody's story. Listen to the pain that person had. Because they are interrupting or they don't want to hear the full story. That is number one, impatient. Number two, oh wow, desire to talk. Dat gebeur in die selle. Desire to talk. When you are busy with a conversation, somebody sits on that chair and that person wants to speak and you are taking too long. Now he or she wants to come into the conversation. And after that, when they get the opportunity, it's not about what you are speaking. It's about their own response, their own focus. En ek het dit baie keer gehoor al en gesien al. Maar ek mag het nie nou noem nie. En they hire or they hijack your conversation, your story, what you want to tell them. And people get frustrated about that because I didn't finish my story. And now I must listen to your story. When we focus on our response, we miss opportunities in meaningful conversations. James 1 verse 19. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak. We've got only one mouth and two ears, but we change it. We've got two mouths and one ear. That is what happened. And when I'm looking at the people that is sitting there at the parking, most of them I know. It's people that don't want to listen to advice and they lose their jobs. They are all in trouble because they don't want to listen carefully. So please, people, listen that person out. The other one is judging others. When we judge someone's thoughts or action, we may dismiss their input. Mens wil nie ander mense se raad weet, jy is altyd te slim, Jan. You are more clever than that person who are speaking to you. And then you judge that person. Disagreement can shut down our listening process. If you don't agree with the story that someone is telling you, or if it isn't this or not, you still judge that person. Instead of judging, hear them out. You might discover something valuable and inspiring in yourself and the other person. So, om 'n goeie hoorder te wees, moet ons die basis van listening understand. That's why when God talk to us, we don't listen. We only want to hear what God wants, what I want to hear. I only want God to say it so that I can hear what he said to me. The rest I'm not interested in. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 15 said, the spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. Is it the waarheid? No. In 1 Corinthians verse 3, Paulus writes, he said, but I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in the spirit. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now, you are not ready for it. So ons as Christen mense moet nie net gaan oordeel. We cannot judge other people. Judgment is not our part of Christianity. But we do it. A few days ago with the election, people judge one another. People talk about one party and that party and that party. But why you are judging? You don't know the outcome. You don't know what's going to happen after the election. But still, we just judge one another. Then preconceived ideas. Ek sien jou, en ek het al sommer weer ander gedagte oor jou. I've got another mindset about you. If you know the speaker's background and identity, it can hinder active listening. Now we assume that that person lacks knowledge, and therefore we may not pay attention. As ons 'n paar jaar gelede vir Alfred geken het, gaan ons nie met hom gepraat het. And ons ken Alfred's achtergrond. We ken Alfred's background. We know who we are. And if you're going to tell us a story or we want to say something about himself, we are not going to listen because we already have a preconceived mind about him. And that's mostly what happened in this secondary world. People's mindset are not the same. They always think bad about one another. Proverbs 18 verse 2 said, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. Ons is so geneig om net oor onsself te praat. Die eie ek. Hierdie een wat dink hy is beter as ander. He's better than other people. But it's not about that. It's about respecting a fellow human being. Even if that person is poor, even if that person doesn't look like somebody that was or even have clothes for weeks or months, you still have to listen to that person. Sometimes When we listen to another person's story, we grow ourselves and we become better people. En dan hier die laaste ene, voor ek oorgaan na die ander, is tiredness. Pastor, nou kom ek by pastor, it's tiredness. Tomorrow. Especially on a Sunday morning, I experience it a lot, not only in Sova, but in all the other churches. If people have a lekker Saturday, then when they are sitting in the service on a Sunday, pastor get boring. Because they become watch lookers. They always look at their watch. Somebody zone out. That is tiredness. Then people don't want to listen to the message anymore. And when you ask him what is the preach all about, they can't answer you. So if you are going to church tomorrow or on Sunday, make sure you are rested well. Because if we are tired, we are irritated. And if we are irritated, we don't listen to anybody. Even me, if I'm irritated and somebody speaks to me, I don't listen really to that person. Okay, that was all the bad news about listening. Now, what is the good news of listening? Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22. I'm not going to read the whole verses. Listen to good advice. It brings health and it brings life. So as ons goed luister, bring dit lewe en dit bring gesondheid. Now, good listening requires concentration. As jy iets wil deurgee aan iemand en die persoon moet dit ontvang, moet die ontvanger, the person that received the message, must concentrate. Because there's so many things that can obstruct us from listening. Good listening silences the smartphone and doesn't stop the story. Baie keer is dit so dat we don't want to be in the same company as other people. We will only listen a few words and then we have an excuse that, listen, I've got something on the stove, so I have to move. And that is what happened, because you don't want to be in the presence of that person. So, and I experienced it all day. When you enter the door or you enter the yard, somebody said, as it alweer die vrou, so, then you don't, your mind is not what you're going to do, because you judge that person, who she or he are. Poor listening rejects. Good listening embraces. Want as jy nie wil luister, dan gooi jy dit af, jy skip dit af. Maar as jy regtig na iemand, if you really want to listen to that person, you will embrace that person. Poor listening diminishes the other person. Good listening invites them to exist and to matter. Everybody of us wants to tell something to somebody. And everybody wants a ear to listen. Sometimes out of that can come good. But it's your choice how you listen to that person. Good listening flows from a humble heart that counts others more than himself. A humble heart. Nederigheid. Betaal jy nie voor jy. It must be in you. It must be part of your Christianity. It must be part of your walk with God. Good listening is patient and kind. Good listening is also ministry. It's also ministry. Listening can be a greater service than speaking. For all tidings, when there's funerals and somebody died, people will always say, I don't know what to say. But just to listen to that person, his heart cry, the pain that person experience, just to listen. Don't interrupt, just listen. Good listening often diffuses the emotions that are a part of the problem being discussed. Laat die persoon toe. Let that person cry his heart out. Don't say anything. Just listen. And when that emotions is over, you sometimes feel the same, or that person will be satisfied with what happened because he let go of what is in the inside of her. Sometimes releasing these emotions is all that is needed to solve the problem. Net 'n skouer, ons sê mos in Afrikaans, die persoon soek net 'n skouer om op te tel. Maar daardie skouer moet geduldig wees, verdraagsaam wees, liefdevol wees. The best ministry you might do today is to listen to somebody's pain all the way to the bottom. Sometimes we all have prayer partners. And during one of those prayer partners, somebody will tell you a story. And then afterwards, you will pray with that person. But you must listen to the whole story. Let them speak. Laat die hart van alles. Laat die praat. Let him speak. Because we must listen with the ears of God and speak with the word of God. Jou geestelike ore maak dit oop. En as jy jou kan vereenselwig met wat die persoon gesê het, then you speak the word of God into that person. Because the word of God changes emotions. Good listening reflects our relationship with God. And obviously, good listen reflects our relationship with God. He who can no longer listen to his brother or sister will soon be no longer listening to God. As jy nie jou vriend of vriendin kan uithoor nie, gaan jy ook nie hoor wanneer God met jou praat nie. Then you're going to ask that question, I can't hear God's voice. I didn't know what last time that he spoke to me. But you don't want to listen to other people. But you want God to listen to you. Good listening is a great moment of grace. It is a channel through which God continues to pour his grace into our lives, but also his way of using us. If you don't want to listen to the people that are coming in, new visitors, people that has been hurt in the past, people only want to hear, to listen, somebody to listen to them. People want to give them their pain. People want them to help, but they want only those persons to listen. If you are one of those persons, just listen to that person. Maybe he or she get hurt in the previous church. Maybe he and she got rejected by their families. But what they need right now is an ear to listen. Listen carefully. Don't interrupt. Good listening also bring blessings. Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 to 14. I'm not going to read everything, only the first portion. And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I commanded you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and every overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. We all want blessings in life. We all want our income to overtake us. And God promised it for us. But if we don't listen well, he cannot pour out his blessings on us. If he only wants to listen what we want to listen, and not that who does not, it doesn't matter. To listen to God means to engage the heart and not simply the head. Jy moet hart en siel in jou luister wees. Ek het 'n vriend geken. He was a friend that comes to us and we did pray for him because he said he was nearly dead. God visited him and he get another chance. He himself tell that to us, me, Eunice and Oma Neelke. And then we started to pray and we explained to him why God has given him a second chance. But that person never listened to us. And a few months later he died. Because God gave him an opportunity, but God uses people to speak to him. So he has to listen to what God wants to say to him. And he never do that. In fact, he said it was on his own doing that he get healed. So that is that. Psalm 94 verse 9. He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? God het ons ore gegee om te hoor. We've got ears to listen. Listen to good advice. There's sometimes in this world, there's a lot of voices. But there's that one voice that will warn you, encourage you, and help you. We need to believe God listens to us. If we don't believe that God listens, we open ourselves to listen to other voices. En die wêreld is vol aan 'n stemme. Stemme wat vir jou op die afdraande pad kan bring. Lot of voices. Micah 7 verse 7. But as far from me, but as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Die Here wil van nou ons luister, maar ons moet eers seker maak ons luister ook na ander. We must make sure we also listen to other people. They got problems that they want to address. I got a problem that I want to address to God. But if I don't want to listen to that person, neither will God listen to me. Because listening is ministry. Effective listening involves being present and open-minded to understand others. You must understand, sometimes people will talk nonsense, but you have a spirit of discernment. You can know what it is. But don't interrupt that person. Wait till he's finished, then you listen. You give your opinion. You ask questions. I'm going to tell it, us know what we're going to do. But listen to that person. There's no money in listening. It's all for free. Now, how do we listen to people? First of all, make eye contact. Jou oë verraai altyd. Jou emosies. Make eye contact. Give your full attention to him or her. Number two, body gestures. Die liggaamshouding. Kan gou vir iemand vertel, jy luister nie na hom nie. It tells the speaker whether you listen carefully or not. Jy krap hier, jy krap daar, jou gesig trek anders. Jy lyk amper of jy dwars hier om wil kyk, want hy moet nou klaarmaak. That is body gestures. So the person that you are listening, use a smile, encourage the speaker to share and to continue. Laat hy klaar, but let us finish what he wants you to talk. And then afterwards, you can correct that person, you can give him advice, or you can help that person. Avoid distractions, like he's speaking with you, but the cell phone is more important. My cell phone is another one, in elk geval. I've got a problem with the cell phone, Pastor. I was sitting in a restaurant the other day, and I look around me. People are not going to a restaurant or an eating place to be with his partner. They go there to be with their cell phones. And that is the biggest problem. It distracts us from listening to what the other person has to say. Then the last one, give your feedback. Tell your opinion. Ask questions. That is what we must do. Now, in the beginning, I ask you a question. And now I'm going to ask one again. After all of this, how do you rate your partner from 1 to 10? We can now laugh about it, but most of the time couples have problem listening to one another. And if you listen, sometimes I admire my wife because she warns me a lot of times, and I don't want to listen. Then I'm in trouble, and then when I come home, she said, "Ek het jou gesê, jy wil nie luister." So that is the reason we must listen to one another. Yeah. So if you give your wife a 3, you're going to explain to her why. But good listening. Good listening. It's not only good for your soul or for your marriages or whatever. Good listening is also a minister unto God. A minister unto God. So when we are speaking during this week again and somebody approaches you and wants to talk to you, don't run away. Only take sometimes 5 minutes to listen to that person. Maybe you're listening. Father, thank you, Lord, that you give us tonight a sermon of listening. Father, sometimes we neglect our listening to our partners, our bosses, our friends, only this or the stranger, Father. But tonight, thank you, Lord, that you only not speak to the people in front of me, but to myself. We must take time to listen, Father. Even if it sounds not important, we must still listen and help that person. Thank you, Father, for the week that lies ahead. And I pray, Father, that we will be well and we will be safe and you will protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.